Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
There
turns out there was no big, yeah, oh my God, so excited. There was no Big Brother last night, so you didn't miss anything if you were worried about it.
and the people who are texting us, they just can't take any more Big Brother talk. So I guess it's good we didn't have another show to talk
it is.
About
it's probably
today.
Probably for the best. We'll talk about
you know
it
what's
more on Monday.
More interesting
or
than Big
Tuesday.
Brother, Sarah's Garden, the koi fish, Vin's kids. It goes on and on. Y'all been talking about Big Brother for the last 50 minutes. All right. Take it easy.
Listen, what you need to do is just be assimilated. Don't fight it. Just watch the damn show. And then you'll be like, oh my God, I actually care about this. You know, look, we gave you fair warning. We love the show. All right, let's get to the trash. It's brought to you by Laundry. Laundry. Laundry can be a pain to do, but it's always helpful if you throw your masks in there when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wash those things. They need it. Look, if you're wearing that mask, if you've been wearing that mask every day for 3 months, it's time to wash it. Just a quick tip. Laundry. It's a pain, but it's got to be done. Okay, I'm starting with the trolls. Let me ask you a question. Does your kid have any of the trolls' dolls?
Absolutely. I bet you Bryn's kid does, too.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys have one that's about this big, purple hair?
That would be all of them, sure.
When you push its belly, it sings a song?
I think so.
Have you noticed that it has a button between its legs that when you push it, it sounds like this? You have the audio for me?
I'm not ready for you, Hunter. I didn't realize you were going to do that. Sorry. I was just going to pull up the actual.
I do move a little fast. Hasbro is pulling this doll. I don't know how many of them have it. I don't know if it's all, like, I don't know the names of all the trolls. I don't know what all their functions are. But this doll, there's a
well, the main
faction.
Troll is Poppy. Yes. Like, that's the troll. She's the troll queen.
I don't see a name here. Hold on a second. Maybe,
oh, it's
maybe
Poppy.
It is Poppy.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got to be.
This toy is Poppy here. You know, I'll just show you the video.
Show me
I
the video.
I played the audio here.
Sure.
Right.
That sounds great.
There it is.
By the way, there's the doll upside down
upside
with his legs in
the
air.
Yes.
Oh, it is between the legs. It's a button between the legs.
Bryn, is that a...
Listen.
Like a gasping sound?
Yeah. So when you push the...
I suppose think we have
Hasbro's,
that doll.
Oh, my God. Go
no
see
way.
If you have it. You've got to go get it. We got to listen to it.
No.
I mean, honest to God. So Hasbro is saying, those are sounds that you're supposed... When you sit the doll down, when you put its legs forward and sit it down, it's supposed to go... Like, I mean, how did this get through those round table meetings where they're like, here's what we think for the doll. Here's what we think we're going to do. And was there no one in there that went, I don't, that seems
or they
like
all
having a,
like this.
Yeah, they all went, oh, that's funny. So the lady who puts up the original video, she's like, this says singing Poppy doll. I don't know what it says on the pocket. You know, this says singing doll. There's no mention of a button between her legs that makes her gasp. Because,
right.
Play, if you would, while we wait for Vinny to grab it, can you please play this? By the way, the doll's legs in the air.
Oh. Like those are the gasping sound.
Those are the three sounds that the thing makes when you press this button between her legs. Like, ooh, oh, ew. Like, I can see why some parents might be like, oh, that doesn't seem. Hmm.
Well, it could be worse. It could be something like this.
Oh, yeah.
You like that? Yeah, that would be worse. I agree. That would definitely be. Oh, okay, Vinny has found his trolls doll.
Singing helps me relax. Maybe you wanna try it.
Yay! Okay. Is there a button between her legs?
There is not a button between the legs on this one. These legs, here's what, there's.
Do the legs move at all? The legs don't even move.
Nope, they're rock solid.
This it looks like this one's a slightly larger version of that. But not much bigger. Oh boy. That doll's naked.
Well, the dress, yeah, you know, that's right now the big thing for my little one. Okay, Poppy, enough. Is taking clothes off of the doll and then frustratingly tortured trying to get the dress back on until there's like a, and then I step in and go, all right, let me help you there. And I, you know, put it back together, and then she takes it right off again. So there's something, but it's nice for me. That is, there's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll take
it. Yes. And even, right, a child struggling with a toy, that's, you know, at least they've got a toy that you purchased in there, you know, as opposed to, what do you want to play with me?
Right.
Right. They're paying attention to something that was an actual purchase, because that's why we buy them toys. So they'll leave us the F alone. Let's face it.
So what is the company that makes the toy saying about the weird orgasmic sounds when you press the random button between the doll's legs? That is weird.
It is weird, isn't it? Hasbro says nothing sexual was intended. A spokesperson said this feature was designed to react when the doll was seated, but we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate. This was not intentional, and we're happy to provide consumers with a replacement Poppy doll of similar value through our customer care team. We're in the process of removing the item for purchase. So, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just crazy, and some lunatic in a room comes up with the doll, hands it off, and that's it. And, like, there's no consideration. There's no round table where they look at the various prototypes and go, oh, this one works. This one, we don't. Well, that seems inappropriate, the button in between the legs. Is there no, I don't know, research and development? Like, how does this get through what I would think would be many layers of examination,
research and design, right? There, you'd think that there would be, like, look, we all saw Big. There's a kid who, you know, that guy got to play with toys and tell you if they were good or bad, and then they would go into production. Maybe that doesn't happen, but that's my experience with it. The movie,
right.
Big.
Maybe kids did play with it and went, that's funny.
Maybe. Or, you know what? Kids wouldn't probably realize what that's about. Maybe a kid did
A kid wouldn't necessarily notice it, but of course, mothers who have this, that their thing is, this is encouraging inappropriate touching,
right?
And look, it might actually encourage someone to do that. I'm not going to argue with mothers, you know.
How's that an accident?
I don't just. That's a delighted gasp too. Like that doll likes this.
That's not a. That's it. Sitting down is like, ugh.
I know.
That's a sitting down sigh or you know, relief.
Even if it made a fart noise, it would be slightly more appropriate because kids love fart jokes.
Right.
It's just so the full name of this item, in case you're worried for your children, and you have this. It's called the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy. I don't know how long it's been out, but the toys, the show came out, the movie went straight to video. It came out in April, and the toy started to go viral. That toy started to go viral this week after a customer was sharing her concerns in a video. There's been an online petition launched, because of course there is, claims the doll is conditioning our children to think pedophilia is okay.
Oh, boy. I don't see that. That's a leap, but okay.
Yeah. The video of the toy and her button being pressed is easily found. It's been retweeted on Twitter a zillion times. In fact, there was a politician. I think the guy's name is Sam Parker. Do I have that name right?
Yeah,
It's on the video I sent you.
Sam Parker, that's correct.
He believes the doll intentionally promotes transgenderism and pedophilia. He claims Poppy's skirt and hair colors resemble both the transgender pride flag and something called the minor attracted person flag.
Okay.
I don't know how he knows about this minor attracted person. It's supposedly an actual sign used by pedophiles in order to let the kids know, hey, man, I'm attracted to you. I didn't realize that this was out there. Is this like the Man Boy Love Association? Remember the National Association of Man Boy Love, NAMBLA, which turns out to be an actual thing.
Yeah.
He also says the rainbow colors on the packaging are promoting the LGBT community. And he also says, and I had to look this up, he says that there's an occult Ouroboros sign on the back of the packaging. So this is the serpent eating its own tail, which is supposed to depict both both female and male parts. It's like either a dragon or a serpent. It eats its own, you know, a snake. It eats its own tail. You've probably seen it, right?
So sure.
It's like a circle. And supposedly it's like this, it's a occult sexual rebirth symbol. So this guy's really, he's a bit out on a limb. But look, people need something besides COVID to think about. So honestly, I'm for this. Get rid of the gasping doll, the button.
Someone wrote in and said, farting stories. Come on, you guys, you're pushing 60. And I thought, you know what?
We are pushing 60.
I don't want to do another COVID story. I know we have to. I know they're out there. I mean, it's just I'm doing anything I can find and not do the fourth deep story of COVID.
I know. Or here's another story, nothing to do with COVID.
Great.
Like, this is two stories in a row, nothing to do with COVID. I'm just pointing out. Marty Jannetty.
Back to the wrestler guy.
This is the wrestler.
May have bumped off somebody.
And then wrote all about it on Facebook.
Right.
Super brainiac. He sort of tried to walk this back a little bit yesterday.
Try to walk that back.
He's not really going all the way back, and he's actually admitting to bashing this guy in the head with a brick. So just to reiterate the story, yesterday, apparently he's mad at some woman. And in order to, I don't know, make her scared enough not to leave him or for, you know, whatever is going on with these two, he's basically sort of threatening her by saying, you wouldn't be the first person I killed. Or the first person I made disappear. I mean, it's a little creepy on several levels. So he gets contacted about this and he does an interview. He ultimately comes off sounding like he did do it.
Oh my God.
He believes he did. His strongest denial was, I said he disappeared. I didn't say I killed him. I said he disappeared. That's his strongest denial on this. He also said, I'm not saying right now that he died, but I'm just saying a person don't need to die because they're effed up in the head. What are you saying, though, exactly? About halfway through the interview, he said, the host said that Marty's would be raped. Because his story is that this gay guy that was selling him drugs tried to get with him, like, in an alley. And when he was, like, 13. So this is, you know, which is not good. That shouldn't happen. But this host said his would-be rapist deserved to die. And Marty said, I can't say deserved to be killed. I didn't say I killed him. Then he said, but he deserved to get his ass beat. And when I was beating him in the head with a brick, I was only trying to beat his ass. I wasn't trying to kill him. Then he said, can you imagine dragging him to the river and throwing him in and then finding out on the news this guy is missing? And you know the dude and you know more than that. And then, more ominously, he said, all I know, man, is no other kids had to worry about him.
All right.
So he says in the original post, they should have dragged the Chattahoochee River. And then this is in Columbus, Mississippi or something. Where was this again? I shouldn't ask you.
Remember.
I did the story. But yeah. He basically was saying, It wasn't Columbus, Ohio. It was like Columbus, Georgia or something, right?
Right. Now I remember.
Is that
not
it?
The Columbus,
Columbus
you know, right? It was something like that. I don't know, but you're right. It wasn't Columbus, right?
But he basically, the police business there was saying, yeah, we'll look into that at some point. We have some other murders going on. We'll look into
right.
that. There is an interview that you can listen to. There's actually some borderline racist and homophobic content, probably not even borderline, and it contains profanity. So I gave you just the quotes you need.
Oh, this guy is racist and homophobic?
Well, it sounds like the interviewer, too, is egging him on, so who knows what all got said.
Okay.
But if you want
he's
to listen
denying
to it.
It though. I mean, he's like, I'm not homophobic. I have a lot of gay friends and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, the old
I was just I was anti a grown man trying to take advantage of a 13-year-old after selling him drugs.
Columbus, Georgia, Sarah.
Columbus, Georgia. All right.
There
so, but this Marty Jannetty, formerly of the, was it the WWF at the time? It sounds like he's got some mental issues, or, you know what I mean. In the end, he, if nothing else, he admitted to beating the hell out of this guy with a.
Brick
and quite possibly throwing him into the Chattahoochee River. Someone needs to look into that. Also, he may have banged a chick he thought was his daughter. We don't know about that part.
This
I'm totally throwing
to
that
talk.
I know. Oh my God. he really should not have posted that on Facebook. I think sometimes people just go crazy and decide they're going to post things. Hey, quick NFL note here. And beer. NFL and beer, they go together. One NFL kicker will win free beer for his entire city this year. Now, before you get excited about this, this is... I read the headline and went, oh, yeah, let me read about that. It's only two teams, two cities who are participating in this. Bud Light is trying to turn 2020 around, give one sports town free beer. And the kicker will be deciding the contest. Unfortunately, limited to just two cities, Detroit and Denver. The free beer will be given to the city with the kicker who makes the longest field goal this season, provided some of those are made, if that even happens. So it's between Lions kicker Matt Prater and Broncos kicker Brandon McManus. And the promotion came after Brandon said he wanted to break the all-time record for longest field goal this season, and Matt's included because he currently holds the record, which is 64 yards. McManus's personal best is 57 yards, which he did in 2015. He said, I know I can make that. My teammates know I can make that. In training camp with live rushes, I've made it from 73 yards. So
wow.
This is, they don't have to break the record for everyone in the town to get free beer. They just have to have the longest one of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then Budweiser, it will, I don't know, everyone in the town gets a beer. I don't know
good
how they'll
them.
Figure that out exactly, but it's, yeah, I mean, it's fun and it just gives you something to, although I will say kickers are already cuckoo. So it's going to be really tough for the losing. Like, what if the losing town is so pissed that they didn't get their free Bud Light that now they, you know, they hate on the guy who didn't make the longest. I don't know. I suppose I shouldn't worry about that.
No,
I do worry. I don't want anyone getting
hurt. Detroit's
you know.
Used to losing and they'll probably lose this too.
Good point, Ben. Right. All right, what is coming up in the news?
I've got a few stories, including a groomzilla, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.